to the next episode of the Radio Nasties podcast with me, Vic, and my co-host, Richard.
She makes me nervous.
Yeah, she does. She makes me nervous. I think, you know, you haven't got to live with her.
True.
You just get like a little taster of the creepiness. Anyway, she's here. Special guest, Charlotte.
Hey guys, it's me again.
See, that's ominous. That was very ominous the way you introduced you. This is why people think you're creepy.
I don't care.
Okay. So the film we're covering today is loved by all three of us. Great film. It's a masterpiece. It is a marvel of cinema, I would say, to be honest with you. I think you'd agree as well, wouldn't you, Richard? You like this, didn't you, mate?
I reiterate.
Admittedly.
Favourite film of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't come out this year.
Yeah.
So today we are covering 1999's The Haunting.
Yay.
Starring Liam Neeson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Lily Taylor, and Jesus, who's the other one?
Owen Wilson.
That's it. Fucking hell, how did I forget about him?
The biggest name in it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, really?
Ooh. I mean, maybe for the time.
So this is like a remake of The Haunting, what is it, The Haunting of Hill House?
Just The Haunting from 1963, based on
that was just called The Haunting as well.
Yeah, based on the 1959 novel by Shirley Jackson, The Haunting of Hill House.
Right, and then the series was called that as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Mike Flanagan Netflix series that came out in 2018. Literally check out any of them, bar this one.
Nope, watch this one first.
So, shall we get right into it, Richard? Do you want to get this over and done with, mate?
Can we just not?
Shall we savour it?
I mean, do you really need me? Like, I'll just sit out of this one.
No, this is going to be funny, I think, to be honest with you. There's some bad CGI in this movie. Remember the last time we had some really bad CGI?
The CGI in this is great.
Do you remember?
Really well used.
It's avoiding. Nose is going to pop. Rich is going to pop at the bad CGI. So, we open up with a like panning shot of, is it Hill House?
The only one we get though, isn't it? They don't pointlessly do this several times throughout the films.
It's trying to be all, you know, nice cinematography, but it's shite. It's a shite shot. It's just like quickly panning over the house. It's like they were like only
It's a very, very typical 90s panning shot, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't do anything. It literally just, it's like a 2 second shot and then it goes into the title screen. Then we cut straight to an apartment building where it's the woman in it is the one from Candyman. The main woman from Candyman is Eleanor's sister.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think the mum's died. The Candyman woman, I don't have a name in this. She what is it?
Does she even need a name?
Candyman.
Well, like Bruce,
Candyman woman.
Bruce Dern pops up in this movie for like 2 seconds. You had Bruce Dern in your movie. Like, what, you made him the fucking, what is it, groundskeeper, whatever the fuck he is. Well, just, what is this? What is this cast? What's going on? Fuck me. Oh, right. So, they're two sisters. So, it's the Candyman woman and Eleanor, which is the main girl, I guess. So she's there, the sister's there with her husband, and basically they're kicking her out of the flat, I think something to do with the will. The mum's died, and the will says that any property or something can be, you know, basically
sold.
You know, yeah, got rid of.
Yeah.
If the needs be. So they're like, she's literally kicking her sister out of the house as well. And she goes, she's like, oh, we know you like the car. Do you want the car? She's
like, it's like, yeah, we'll charge you for it, but you can have it.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, it's an 18-year-old car.
Yeah. And she's like, I've got no home.
Got a car, ain't you?
You've got a car? Yeah.
It's an old banger.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
True. But I think they're basically arguing because Eleanor seems like she was the one that did all the... She was the one that was with her mum all the time.
Yeah, she looked
the
after
sister
her,
was
yeah.
like never around. Also, the sister's kid's there as well, who's like a little shit. And he's just like saying weird things like, Eleanor, help me, I've got a pee.
I'm guessing that's
meant well, yeah, because they
resemble the mum because he's hitting that stick.
He's got that. Woman.
So he's like, yeah, and that's like triggering.
Oh,
Eleanor.
Is he pretending
like,
to be the mum? Yeah. Oh my God, that's even worse.
Exactly.
Well, the kid's parents are basically like, oh, don't worry, you can like be his nanny and we'll pay you. And she's like, fuck off. I ain't listening.
You would rather live in the car.
I'm not being the new raw digger.
oh my God. So she kicks them out. you know, they fuck off, and she goes and she puts on a dead mum's necklace, I think it is. She goes into like, a mum's got like this weird room where there's like a sign up, and it's like, what is it? Everything in its place, something like everything in its place is a place for everything or something, has a place for everything or something. It's some weird old woman quote.
It's like the old version of live, laugh, love.
yeah. And it's like, I think she's got like I'm guessing she's been kept in this room for ages. Well, not kept, but
yeah,
she's like bedridden for a while, because it's all like set up for, it's like a hospital kind of bed, isn't it? Yeah. So Eleanor puts on a dead mum's necklace, which will come up later on. And then she gets a phone call from somebody, some mysterious person, to look at the newspaper for an ad for research experiments for like some sort of, I think it's in, they advertise it as is it Insomniac?
That's what they're going with. That's the guys, isn't it?
So then we cut to Liam Neeson, his introduction. What's his fucking name in this? Dr. Mero? It's Mero, isn't it? He's talking to his friend, about Eleanor and, you know, the other patients, experiment, the other experimentees that are going to be coming to this house. And he's basically saying that he's looking for, you know, like weaknesses in them, like fear and... Because he's basically guys in this as an insomniac thing, but really they're doing it for a fear test or something. It's like anxiety and
he's stress. Trying to rile them up, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's specifically like focusing on fear though, isn't he? I'm sure he says that.
He does say that quite a few times. But his name's Dr. John Markway.
Markway?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You're way off.
Yeah.
You got the M right.
He's Liam Neeson. And,
yeah.
Dr. Liam.
He has to basically persuade his superior that, you know, to agree to the project. This just like fades out, and did he get the chance to do it, or did his boss decline? And it's just like he just walks away with his boss. He's like, oh, I need to do this, and then it just pans out.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. And then I think it's Eleanor, you know, going to the mansion. So she, when one thing that annoyed me, Eleanor like arrives at this like just across from this mansion. Right, she stops her car. There's nothing fucking around blocking a view, right? This mansion is like huge. Like you can see it from a long way away. Then she gets her map out and checks that she's in the right place. You're literally on like the one road leading to the one giant mansion.
No, there's mansions all over this place.
Oh shit, I've stumbled on the wrong haunted mansion.
Is this Hill House? No, this is House Hill.
Oh shit! Right, yeah, okay. So she gets to the gates, which are like chained up, and then fucking Bruce Dern shows up. And he's just like, you know, who are you? She's like, oh,
yeah, he plays Mr. Dudley.
Yeah, and then he lets her in, and then you don't see him until the end.
Nope.
It's like, what? You did nothing with Bruce Dern. I don't understand. Oh, I don't know. I like Bruce Dern. She goes in, she finds, is it Mrs. Dudley? She's the wife, isn't she?
Yes.
And when she finds her, she's like, she it's kind of like a semi like jump scare, because she opens the door and she's standing there with a knife.
She's pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the knife. Nothing to do with the knife. It's just fucking
ugly. Eleanor's just like, oh, yeah, Minga.
Wow.
Fuck ugly.
Well, no fucking dinner for you then, you ungrateful bitch.
To be honest with you, though, like Mrs. Dudley's probably my favourite character, because she's a sarcastic bitch.
Oh, she is. She says like every like, adaptation.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it is the character the way, but she does it really well in this, because she's like, oh, are you Mrs. Dudley? And she goes so far, it's like, oh my god, what a burn! That's incredible. She shows Eleanor like around the to her room and around the house, and. Eleanor like spots like several weird things along the way, like which all come up at the end. It's like the fucking griffin or whatever it is. They've got like gargoyle things on the banister.
Yeah, they look really good.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
Better later.
Oh, don't. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Don't bring it up now. This is hard enough for me as it is.
Just trying to entice the crowd.
We see the portrait of Mr. Hugh Crane.
Yeah, not Ukraine. No, Hugh Crane.
I can't believe he thought his name was Ukraine.
Devastate.
Yeah, like the way they say it. The way they say it.
It's like,
exactly.
Ukraine!
Yeah, I know. It's like why would you...
Hugh Crane.
Who shouts people like that? Like, Charlotte Jones!
Yeah, what? It just wouldn't know.
It's like, what do you mean? Like,
call him Hugh.
We're all in one house. Like, how many people do you think is fucking in here, mate?
Fucking Hugh Crane. Oh, that pissed me off,
there's a fair few Hughes in this. There's loads of yous around here. I need to. We need to get the second names out. Come on.
It's ruined this film for me.
That's ruined this film for you. You said that twice now.
It sounds better if you know that they're shouting Ukraine, doesn't it? Rather than Ukraine. It doesn't sound as good.
I mean, I'd rather they just didn't film it.
Ukraine.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Yeah, Ukraine does sound a bit. Yeah, I'd be like.
Especially the way he looks as well. Like he's. Oh, he's the builder. Ukraine. No.
He's the caretaker.
Yeah.
He looks like an ill Wolverine.
He does.
He does, actually.
Them sideburns are something else.
Yeah. And the old, what, Logan? This is him, like, in Logan.
This is old man Logan.
Yeah. We see his portrait, which comes up several times throughout the film. And Dudley mentions that they're the first visitors there since, you know, he died. She sees these weird wooden sculptures of kids as well in the room.
Doesn't she comment on how beautiful they are? Like, are they fuck? Who wants that in their bedroom? Like, the little kid's head staring at them constantly. Fucking nonsense.
Well, he was a little bit, wasn't he? He must have been. He must have been a little bit of a nonce. A little bit of a bishop's finger there going on.
Ukraine, like,
I assume that that's really what it was going on.
What, bishop's finger?
Yeah.
What, in Hill House? He's not a fucking bishop.
Is that not why he got rid of all the bodies?
What, because he fingered them all?
Yeah, because he was raping them all.
Yeah, then every time he raped one and got rid of it, he carved its head. Yeah. I don't put it on the bedpost.
No, I don't think that. This film is that dark.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking hell.
Read between the lines.
Jesus Christ. That's great. Turns out he's just a nonce.
Yeah. And then his wife found out, didn't she? So she was like, nah, I'm not dealing with this.
I'm not having any nonces around here. I'm not having this. This is fucking, this is shit. It's
supposed to be Hill House, not nonce house.
I don't know why his wife's a fucking white van man. You're right there, you Ukraine, I'm your fucking wife.
Mrs. Crane, played by Jason Statham.
Why is she calling him Ukraine? Like, why Ukraine. Is everybody just calling him
Because everyone fucking calls him Ukraine, don't they?
No,
everyone
that needs
does.
To stop. His name's Hugh.
Hugh?
Hugh.
Right, well, I'll call him Hugh from now on.
Huey.
Huey, yeah. What have I told you about putting that fucking toilet seat down? You can't.
What have I told you about fucking them kids?
Well, I'm a fucking nonce, and I.
That's what I do.
What do you expect me to do? You deny my life. Oh, my God.
Why the fuck did I fucking marry you?
Oh, fucking hell. All right. Anyway, yeah, they do see... She does say they're beautiful. And Mrs. Dudley is like, she's like, I know, I've seen them.
I've like,
just, oh, Mrs. Dudley has. Ooh.
Licky, licky.
Oh, dear. Looks like you're the first visitors that have been here. Since...
You know who she reminds me a little bit of? The weird, like, housekeeper woman from Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah, the one that, like, randomly
kills herself.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, oh, these stomach pains, get me on. We're not having this. It's literally stomach pains as well, she says, doesn't she? I'm sure she's got something probably wrong.
I've got
with her,
a bit of a sore belly, going, I've might got as well hang myself.
Oh, I'm done with this fucking life.
That's when you're just looking for a reason to end. Oh, stubbed my toe. This is it. This is it. Off the cliff with me.
Yeah. The only reason you haven't killed yourself yet. I haven't found a good reason. Ah, hit me. Hit me, Jeff. Why? I'm going to kill myself afterwards. I don't think I'm going to hit you there, Jeremy. Oh, my God. So, Dudley does, like, this weird, mysterious thing where she's like, oh, she's like, no, I never stay after dark. And, you know, there definitely won't be any help available.
She
you know, just in case.
Times.
I know. She keeps saying it. She says it to Owen Wilson as well.
And they never go into the reason why they never stay after dark.
No, it's just like, we don't stay after dark. Yeah, because nobody bothers to fucking ask her. They're just like, I don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Get out.
We don't care.
Yeah.
That's when Ukraine comes out.
When?
When after dark. That's why they don't stay.
Yeah, but he never fucking comes out, does he? He comes out at once. He's like, right, I've had enough of this. Come on. So then we're introduced to Catherine Zeta-Jones' character, which is Theo, I think.
Yep.
She's the fucking...
Theodora.
Typical, yeah, she's the typical vain bitch. She's one of those, like, very promiscuous women, isn't she? Yeah.
Well, they've taken away, like, all of her character traits from, like, the book and the original.
Right.
Like, in the fucking original, she's a psychic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
And it's very, very, very hinted at that she's a lesbian.
And she mentions that in this. She does, have that in
But then do nothing with it. In the original, it's like this whole sort of will they, won't they with fucking Theo and Ellen.
Oh, Eleanor.
Right.
And then in the adaptation, she's just, you know, out and proud.
It seems more like...
Yeah, but that came out in 2019, so we all know why that is.
What? What's that?
To fit in with the times.
What was he said?
He said she's a full-on lesbian in the new Netflix season.
Oh, right.
I mean, I didn't put it quite like that. I didn't describe her as a full-out lesbian.
Full-on lesbian.
Full-on lesbian. Mrs. Dudley says the exact same thing to Theo that she said to...
it's like, how many times has she rehearsed this speech?
Well, she does it, like, in the same, exact same way.
Yeah.
Like, she's obviously practiced it. Like, if I was there, I'd be like, you've practiced this, haven't you?
But the thing is, though, they've mentioned that nobody's been here since Mr. Crane died. So who has she been practicing it with? Just maybe every day in the mirror. I don't stay after dark.
Yeah, she sees Eleanor pull up in a car. She's like, today's my day.
Yes.
This is my moment.
This is a problem I have with every adaptation, right? Who is paying the Dudleys?
Yes, good point.
No one lives at this house.
Maybe Hugh Crane.
Maybe it's got a trust or something.
You reckon?
I don't know. Maybe it's I don't know.
I think we're looking too much into the backstory of this movie. So Eleanor and Theo kind of bond over fucking talk. She says, like, I think she's on about her relationships, and Eleanor says, you know, you mean you have trouble with commitment? And Theo says, my boyfriend thinks so, but my girlfriend doesn't. And she's like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's the only sort of hint. That's the only real thing they do with that character trait in this version. Because I thought, oh, they are keeping it, but they just don't really do anything with any of these characters.
They go off searching the house, and they see that they stumble onto this, like, this big fucking, well, they're doors, but they're like a gate, and I think they're like based on the gates of hell or something, she says, because it says on the door, all ye who stand before this door will be judged. Yeah, and it's got, like, demons and shit on the door.
But do you see the way she, like, delivered the line? It was so casual. I was like, and these are the demons. I was like, it's me. But she goes on about how she's been stuck in purgatory for 11 years. I'm like, why aren't we getting a film about this? This would be much more interesting.
Yeah.
Should we have a film about somebody trapped in purgatory for 11 years or a fucking crappy CGI haunted house? I'll take the purgatory, thanks.
So they also find, like, this fucking weird carousel room, like, with mirrors and some shit. It's just, like, it's a room, like, covered in mirrors, isn't it? It just goes around like a carousel. And, like, this trail of books over, like, this moat inside the house. Like, I don't know what this is for. What are these?
Yeah, so, like, did the fucking same guy design the fucking house in 13 Ghosts? You're the weirdest architect that's ever lived.
Yeah. But they end up bumping into Luke, which is Owen Wilson. He says, wow, in, like, the first fucking two lines says.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in the original and the book, Luke is a descendant of Hugh Crane. And then they just decided to take that away.
And they decided to kill him as well.
Yeah. Because the whole reason he's at the house in the original is because he's, like, a skeptic. And he's like, I don't believe in any of this fucking ghost shit. I'm going to see what fucking happens. Because I think he wants to prove it's not haunted. So he can sell it because no one will buy it or something like that, if I remember right. Okay.
But they also end up bumping into Liam Neeson as well. And they also at the dinner table, you know, have like this fucking shit dinner table scene where, you know, they're all supposed to bond, but they don't. So Neeson explains that he's looking for Insomniacs to do a project on. And Eleanor comes out with the fact that she doesn't sleep. She's different from the rest of them, isn't she? Because she doesn't sleep because she's used to being woken up, because her mum used to wake her up all the time. But obviously the rest of them are just fucking insomniacs. Surely they'd look a little bit more ill than this.
That's a good point,
really,
yeah.
Really refreshed.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're supposed to be, like, you know, insomniacs for a while. Do you know what I mean?
No, they've just had one bad night's sleep.
Yeah, they're just like, we'll go to this house. This is
I only got 6 hours last night. Must be insomnia.
So the doctor gives them assignments to do. I don't know what the fuck this is. Just busy work, I guess, for them, because he's just, like, watching how they react to things, isn't he? And he also ensures them that he has a phone for help, which is useless. It, like, as soon as, like, stuff starts happening, it just gets taken out of the picture.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Make sure
so
everybody
guess,
knows about that.
I guess.
Oh, I forgot to bring my charger. I knew I shouldn't have played so much Angry Birds.
I can't imagine there was much signal out there anyway.
Yeah, I suppose.
Where's the cell phone tower going to be?
Especially then with, like, shit phones.
Yeah.
But he tells them the story of Hugh Crane. So, Crane basically built this house to, what it says, to have kids. But his wife ended up dying with no kids. This is what you find out at the minute. Crane apparently continued to build, and he became a recluse. You know, nobody saw him anymore. And then eventually they just started hearing noises, like, coming from the fucking house. It's like the worst fucking story ever. It's so boring. It's like, all right, okay. So he wanted kids. He didn't get any. So he... cried, whined.
Oh, he fucked him instead.
Yeah.
Well, he's still never been.
Well, they don't say that yet. They don't say that yet, though. Because this is supposed to be like a big revelation, like halfway through the film, where they're like, oh no, he's actually a fucking nonce. Like, or whatever the fuck he was doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is like, he's supposed to be like a nice old man that wanted kids, which is weird in itself. Like, if they sold that to him, like, this isn't nice in the slightest. That's just weird. An old man that wants a load of kids. I don't know about this. All in the house with himself.
House full of kids. One in every room.
One in every room? Oh. So the doctor's, what is it? What's her name? Is it Mary? The ginger friend?
She's I mean, she doesn't really need a name, does she? Because I had no idea who these two characters were. And I initially thought, oh, these are probably just like body count characters. So they've got more people to kill. And then they just go.
Yeah.
I was like, what was the point?
I feel like she was literally just there for that piano wire thing to happen.
Yeah, because there's
something wrong with this house.
She starts freaking out and then like fucking wire snaps and slashes her in the face.
Well, she's walking around like, oh, I can feel it. It's all around us. You're like, shut up, mate. Who are you? And then fair play to her, you see the piano wire start like unscrewing. And she like, how did fucking... the ghost know that she was going to drag her fingers across the fucking piano wire anyway.
Clever ghosts.
Because, like, they unscrew it as if they know she's going to do it. I mean, she does it, but it's just like, well, how did you... It's a really weird bet. Like, and a witch. Yeah, so she puts her fingers across the piano wire and slashes her fucking eye out nearly. So the other guy that you're on about, Richard, he just takes her and goes. They just go to the hospital.
Yeah,
and then I'm guessing they get locked in after that, so they lucky don't come escape. Back. Yeah, but were they supposed to stay there the whole night though?
Maybe they didn't want them.
To be fair, that was his assistant or something, wasn't it? The ginger one.
Hugh was like, "Nah, get lost."
Well, yeah, I think that was the point.
He was like, too old for me.
Yeah,
well, I'm ginger.
Too many of you. Need to get rid of two of you.
But while they're going out, the doctor has a moment with Luke, and he tells him, well, he makes it out. He's like, "Oh, I kept something out of the story because you know I didn't want to tell the others because it's scary." And you can, you know, obviously straight away, you're like, "Well." You're obviously manipulating him because, you know, we know he's doing an assignment. And it's like, oh, I'll tell you something. And because he goes straight back and tells him.
Yeah, instantly.
So, like, Neeson.
I just love because Liam Neeson just refers to as the women. He's like, don't tell the women.
Yeah, don't tell the women. So Luke comes back in and he obviously immediately tells him. And it turns out that the thing he left out was Crane's wife committed suicide and it was possibly due to Crane. Like, it might have been because of him. And they don't really bring that up very much after that. They're just like, oh my God. And then that's it. I swear to God, see that Lily Taylor? If I never see her in anything again, it'll be too soon. She fucking annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, she's,
sure she's a lovely person. I'm sure she's
appalling in this.
Was it Eleanor?
She's like, yeah. She's
yeah,
like,
I don't
oh,
like
no. Oh, no. Oh no! The whole fucking movie.
You sound like Owen Wilson.
Every time something happens, yeah, she's wow. Like, she's like, oh no, we're Owen Wilson. That's what she is. So we have like a little exposition-filled scene with Neeson where he talks to his like voice recorder. He's just like recapping essentially what we've already been told. He's just like, oh my experiment, you know, is about their fear. You know, I'm using the story to scare them. And it's like, you've just fucking told us this.
Yeah, so did we need... What? Did the film really need to hold us hand that much?
Exactly. I don't understand. So basically, it's the first night and they all kind of like do their own thing. And Theo goes to see Eleanor. And she's combing her hair. And she walks in. She's like, oh, I like the way you comb your hair like that.
It's like, who says that?
All right. What do you mean? I'm just brushing my fucking hair. I can't understand. How many ways can you do it? How many ways can you do it, Charlotte? She gives her a dressing gown. She's like, oh, come on, come, you know, here, you can have this. And then she says something like, the world's missed you. It's kept you tossing and turning. It's like, oh, what the fuck is that? Who are these people? What kind of things do they say these things all the way through their life? Like, you see them in the canteen at work, and they're like, oh, the world's missed you.
This, oh, for fuck's sake. This is what happens when you've got insomnia.
I just want to eat my yogurt.
All right?
Well, mate, yeah. She looks fucking good for having insomnia. She's that bad. Eleanor has a moment where she thinks that the, you know, the kid sculptures, they look at her while she's in bed, but then she's like, oh, did they or didn't they? You know, like, they probably did, didn't they? Luke and the doctor bump into each other through the night as well. Like, they scare the shit out of each other. It's fun. Liam Neeson's, like, reaction to this is hilarious. He's just like, oh, no! He's just like, it's the most, like, over-the-top Irish reaction ever. And I don't even know, like, if he was going for an Irish accent in this, because it's so weird. His accent's so strange in this movie.
But did you hear what Liam Neeson said to Luke?
What?
He was like, you should try get some sleep. But I'm a fucking insomniac, mate. This is sort of the problem. I can't sleep. Could you imagine saying that to like a cancer patient? Like, you should really try not having cancer. Cheers. Yes. Cheers, mate.
Oh, I've thought myself out now.
It's gone. Cancer, but gone. Or you got some poor fucking guy in a wheelchair, like, struggling to get up a hill. Like, you should really try.
Just walk.
Legs, mate. Thanks, mate. I lost them in Vietnam, but cheers.
Just sprouts two new ones. Oh, I've been waiting for this.
All I needed was more encouragement. Thank you, kind sir.
Owen Wilson turns around to Neeson, though, and he's like, oh, there's some good hallways down that way. Like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Hallway reviews from Owen Wilson. Wow.
We get another ominous shot of the crane portrait as well. And Eleanor wakes up to some banging. So she wakes up like instantly. She's like, oh, come in, mother. It's like, oh, fuck me. I hate this movie. She realizes that the banging is, you know, she realizes where she is and that the banging is real. It's not like a dream or something. So I think Theo calls for her. So she runs to her and they kind of like sit inside and the door's banging. So they like kind of sit in fright and it's like, oh, it's a ghost. She's like, I think she says to her, like, can you feel it now? Like, yeah. Theo says to her, can you feel it? So I'm not wondering, no.
Maybe she's Bishop's finger.
I was just about to make the same joke. What, your fingers in my minge? I told you, I'm not interested, Theo.
I can definitely feel it, though.
Go on. But the noise eventually moves on, they calm down. And then we get like a, you know, another, well, scary quote. The doorknob starts to turn and, you know, they all look at it and they're like, oh my God. And then it's just Luke. And he said that he heard Theo calling for him. And he didn't hear any screams.
Sounds like your life, Vic. No one else hearing the screams.
My daily life now. Lovely. So they go downstairs. They all have like a nice little midnight tea. And it turns out when the water's running, it makes the plumbing make the same sound as what they were hearing. So everyone's like, oh, it's just the plumbing. Is it? Is it, though?
It's human, the plumbing.
Who's in the plumbing? It's just in the pipes. Fucking
like a shit Mario brother.
It's me, a Hugh Crane. Comes out of the fucking painting.
I mean, it could be, because in Super Mario 64, all the levels are inside paintings. You have to jump in them.
And there you go. So it's probably him. I've been here for years. But while Eleanor is sleeping, her balcony door opens itself, and this like ghostly figure is like fucking swimming through these like curtains. It just looks like water.
No, is it not the one in the pillow?
Yeah, but no. she comes through the curtains up. And then goes into a fucking bed next to her. And she's like, oh, you want a bishop's finger, do you?
You want another?
You want reverse nonce?
I'm dead. You don't know how old I am.
I'm older than you, you fucking bitch.
But yeah, the ghost comes out of a fucking pillow. Oh, it's so bad, isn't it?
Oh, it looks awful. Even for like 1999 standards.
But the fucking, I don't know, Uncanny Valley face is like, it's like, oh, you need to find us. This kid's fucking like, find us. And I'm like, fuck off. I'm going back to sleep. I'm not having this. You look crap.
Don't give a fuck. You're already dead. What can I do?
I'm not following you. You don't look legit. You look like a bad CGI. But like, Eleanor isn't fazed by it, like, at all. She's, like, really happy about it. It's like, oh, there's a face in my pillow.
She's happy because she got a bishop's finger.
Oh, dear.
Oh, second one that night.
Bishop's finger from beyond the grave.
That's the real experiment.
That sounds like a terrible movie.
Yeah. It's about a ghost nonce.
So it's this film.
Bishop when he was alive. but it's blatant. Like, first...
Even the ghost introduced himself, like, hello, I'm a
ghost. The ghost is it introduces the film. He's just like, you're about to watch my film? I'm a ghost nonce.
I wasn't a nonce when I was living, but, you know, police can't stop you when you're a ghost. So I thought I'd give it a go. It's all right.
Oh, so Eleanor and Luke, the next day, talk about fucking the sculptures in the room or some shit. Everyone just talks about the fucking house in this film. Oh, have you seen this bit in the house? It's like, oh my God.
We get it. It's a big house.
Yeah. And, but Luke, they talk about whether or not Crane was a good guy or as Luke puts it, running a sweatshop.
On children.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming.
Sometimes they didn't.
Oh my God. This has become a nonce filled podcast.
This will be the one to get us cancelled.
Yeah. So Luke says, you know, that he's creepy. Like those Teletubbies. They
what
creep
a bizarre
me out also.
Reference.
And he also goes, and they sing, so they're actually quite scary.
But like, this is like the only sort of pop culture reference in the whole thing. Which stands out like sore thumb, like, what? Jeez, why? Why did we need a Teletubbies reference in a horror film?
They are pretty horrific.
Oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
Could you just imagine them in like Hereditary? They were like, oh, that cult member looks a bit like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, the greatest John Sponge.
I think that's the only thing that could make Hereditary better if John Sponge was in it.
Oh.
John Sponge is payment. Hail Sponge.
All these talk about fucking ghost nonsense has got me hot under the collar.
Gonna this be one in a bishop's finger of his own.
Oh no. Luke also thinks that the Doctor has ulterior motives. So he's worked him out right away. It was probably the fact that the Doctor pulled him up and was like, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't tell any of the rest of them. Don't tell them.
Those women, those bloody women, don't tell them.
Yeah. And he says he's going to get to the bottom of it. And he goes away to find Theo. And he makes like a big deal out of it as well. He's like, oh, I'm just going to shut these doors and leave you alone in here. And then just does that. Like, I thought he was going to like laugh or something. He just says it and walks out.
He probably thinks there's like voice recorders and stuff everywhere, doesn't he?
Maybe, do you reckon? Yeah, I suppose. That's a good point, actually. Eleanor gets scared by this fucking... Well, something comes out of the fireplace. So Eleanor shits herself. And she comes back to the rest of the group. And obviously, they're like, you're a fucking nutcase, mate. And your acting's atrocious. So I know you're taking the piss. And they find that it's like... It's the fireplace, but there's like... It's like this weird fucking... It's a massive fucking fireplace, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got like...
It's unnecessarily large.
Yeah.
It's like how many kids like were burning?
Like, oh. That's true. It is like a
however many you can finger.
So a lot.
Yeah.
Mrs. Crane's poor vagina.
Oh no.
I've had too many. They just fall out now.
Oh,
they weren't
fucking
his kids though, were they? You stole them.
I'd need a bishop's fist.
Oh. Nothing worse than oh my God.
You guys are sick in the head.
You picked a film about the ghost nonce.
True. A good point, Charlie.
It's a good film.
Yeah. Is it fuck?
So, Luke and the Doctor, they nearly get fucking decapitated. Foreshadowing.
Oh.
By this, I think it's called a flu or something, she calls it.
Yeah.
It's for opening up the chimney. It's like this big fight. It looks like a lion's head, but it's.
Yeah,
like,
does it need to be that big?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, because the fireplace is so big.
I think Mr. Yeah, old I mean, Hugh Crane was overcompensating.
All these kids say, like, I've got a small dick.
That's why he came from the big finger. It was bigger than his dick.
Start burning you cunts if you keep talking to us.
You guys. Oh.
Oh, my God. So Eleanor's kind of like, oh, that isn't what I saw. That isn't what I saw. But it's definitely what she saw. Because, like, I watched it. And it looked like the same thing. So I was like, I'm sure that's the thing that came out of the fireplace. So I don't know what she's on about. She's a fucking nutcase, I'm telling you. The Doctor's like, oh, you know, you're just scared. You're just scared.
Stop being a little pussy.
Yeah, and they walk away, they go up the stairs, and then someone's written fucking Welcome Home Eleanor in like, I'm assuming it's blood on the
It doesn't even look like blood, though. It just looks like red paint. Either way, where have they got it from?
Yeah, or the ghost. Oh, I've got some red paint. Got some blood.
It's the blood from all their bleeding rectums.
Oh, my God. We are going to get cancelled.
Yeah.
I'm cancelling, guys. Even I'm like, I think we've gone too far now.
Rectum fucking destroyed them.
I don't know why I come onto this podcast.
I know you.
I really want to be on this episode.
Yeah.
That's because I missed 13 ghosts.
Yeah, luckily.
No, not luckily.
I wish I missed it.
Eleanor storms off and walks past like the fucking most conspicuous bloody footprints I've ever seen, and nobody sees them.
No,
walking away from the fucking where it was.
Were they there before? I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a big house. Come on, Luke. Get with the program, mate.
Tell Miss Dudley to clean it in the morning.
Have you seen some fucking rectum blood out there, Dudley? Get on it.
You've missed it. I thought this was over.
So, Doctor and Eleanor have like a little fucking bonding session. I think this is when they're in that room in the fountain, and he thinks she did it. That she broke the fucking thing, but he's like, no, I just think you've been taken advantage of in the past. And it's like, so you think I've done it? Because you've just avoided the question there, Doctor. I don't know.
Don't try to shrink me.
Oh, how clever. Yeah.
You've unzipped me.
But, yeah. They go in, in the fountain room, there's plants and that. Right? And Eleanor walks right up to the violets and goes, oh, somebody must have died here. okay. Is that what violets mean? Death.
I've no idea.
There's the fountain as well is like a statue in the shape of a man, and the fountain's like coming out of his mouth. This will become important later.
Will it though? Will it become important?
Yeah, very important. It's a very good a plot point that's going to come back.
Iconic scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Eleanor starts going on about how she's been waiting for an adventure, and she never thought it would happen because adventure is for soldiers. And the women that bullfighters fall in love with.
What a line.
What fucking... I don't understand. Like, what, that's the only people that are allowed to go on adventures? What not? Nobody else? You mean, what about adventurers? Maybe... Do you reckon they go out? I don't understand. Like, what does she mean, the women that bullfighters fall in love with? Just bullfighters? Nobody else likes them. Oh, we don't like these adventuring women. They're
bullfighters
weird.
Bullfighters can have them.
Fucking weird they are, yeah. Give them to the bullfighters. What a thing to compare yourself to as well. Oh, I really want to be a bullfighter's wife. It's like lovely.
I mean, you could strive to be a bullfighter yourself. Like, well, no, it's a bit cruel, isn't it? I just want to bang people that do it themselves.
Yeah. I don't agree with what you do. I just
but it just arouses me. Yeah, you just said you don't agree with it.
Yeah. No, but I agree with your dick.
Imagine hearing that line from a woman. I agree with your dick.
Yeah.
That line.
Yeah. The doctor also goes, he's like, oh, do you really think that someone's playing with you? Yeah, he's got his, well, I mean, you're doing it right now, doctor. But she goes, it doesn't matter. I can be a victim or a volunteer. It's like, so it's all right if I'm getting molested, if I've volunteered for it. It's all good.
Well, it's not molestation then, is it?
Do you want to get fingered? Well, not really, but I'll volunteer myself. Yeah, all right. It's fair enough. I don't want my sister getting fucked. So, I mean, I'll volunteer. I don't agree with your policies. You just get me aroused. So we cut to the next night, and the portrait of Crane has changed. It's kind of like dripping now, and his face is skeletal, and then this never comes up again. Nobody comments on it. Nobody sees the portrait. They just show us it, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, look like, how creepy understand. This looks. Like, does it?
Yeah, and then nobody sees it. It's like,
no.
I don't understand. What do you not get about fucking horror? Like, I'd have rather seen the reactions to the painting than the fucking... I don't understand. Like, we were literally just showed it as the audience. Like, we weren't, like, shown it following the characters and then seeing this and going, fucking hell, what's going on with the fucking portrait? It's just like, look at this. Do you like this?
Have a look at this.
Well, that's enough of it now. No more of that. Sounded like Black Books then. None of this. None of that. The door to Eleanor's room opens and Elna wakes up because she, I assume she senses something, and she now she sees the bloody footprints leading out of the fucking room. And I was like, which, you walk past loads of these earlier, Eleanor. It's fucking insomnia is doing you in, I'm telling you. So she follows them to this fucking hidden passage behind the bookshelf. And you know, there's this staircase going into the basement. And then she sees a ghostly girl in the mirror telling her to look at the ledger. You're like, right, okay. What the fuck is going on?
I probably won't. I'll just leave.
I'll see you later.
Just gonna go.
I don't do what you don't do what you tell me. Cheeky bitch.
Who the fuck are you?
You should respect your elders. I don't give a fuck if you're a ghost or not.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, I've had enough of this. So she realizes this is Crane's study, and she looks through the ledger for the textile mills, and she sees like this human stock list, and basically all the kids are like all dead. Like very young. I think it's like 7 to 12 years or something. They're all crossed out.
Yeah, 12, they get a bit old for him. Just...
Yeah, he's like,
puberty.
I don't know about this. And Eleanor goes to Theo to show her it. And she's like, she gives her the ledger. And she's like, it's dead children, Theo. It's like, I'm sorry. And then she's like, the blood leads me to it. And you're like, fucking get out.
Like, can we start from the beginning, Nell? Because you've just woke me
dead
up.
Kids.
And you're talking about dead kids. I feel we're at C. Can we go back to A?
What, Theo, like, literally turns around. She's like,
some stairs and dead kids. I just feel like we're missing so much from this story. Well, I followed the blood prints. This is getting worse.
Yeah, where'd they come from? My room. Who did them? Don't know. Get out, Eleanor. I'm not being part of this. That's what
I don't care how much I want to finger you. You're not worth it.
Theo pretty much does that. She's like, you just need some sleep. Go on, fuck off. It's like, you're freaking me out.
Get out of my room.
Now, Eleanor goes back to her room and oh my God. She looks at the kid's sculptures and she's like, okay, I'm listening. And then starts brushing her hair. And then her hair gets like moved.
Yeah, they like start doing a little braid in it, don't they?
Yeah, and then she notices this portrait of this woman, and she has her hair in the same way as what they were going to tie her hair up with. I don't fucking understand. Like, why?
They want a mum.
Why are they doing a hair like?
They want a mum.
Yeah, but is that not her that's doing that? Or is that one of the kids doing that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the kids.
They want a mother?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Eleanor also, she goes and finds the doctor's voice recorder and hears him talking about how unstable she is.
Like she's a fucking mental bitch.
Yeah, like,
and she definitely painted the walls. It was definitely her. Look like a fucking bitch. Also, I might finger in her sleep. Not sure.
Might have already done it. Who knows?
Even I don't know.
Yeah. Don't know why I'm putting this on my voice recorder.
It's very incriminating.
Eleanor, are you there?
I mean, as long as I don't leave it on any tables, no one will find it. So, yeah, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about.
Luke tells Theo that he thinks that the experiment is fraudulent. And as they're talking about that, Eleanor comes in. She's like, it's not the doctor. She's like, because home is where the heart is. I'm like, I'm sorry. What are you fucking going on about now, mate? God. But she looks up. They're in like the fountain room, and there's like this kind of staircase going up into the well, there's a like a an overlooking bit, and she sees Crane's wife hanging off it. And obviously Eleanor's like, what the fuck? There's fucking someone hanging there. And Theo and Luke are just like, we can't see anything. You're a mental case. Get out. Really worrying me, Eleanor. So Eleanor goes looking for proof. And she ends up stumbling on photos of Crane and his wife. And this ends up being this woman with the braid in her hair. She's his second wife for whatever fucking reason that is. I don't know why.
Sorry, upgraded to a newer model.
And then he was like, fuck this. I'll just keep it coming with the kids.
Oh, literally.
Yeah. It does this like, they're like portraits of the wife. And it does like this, you know, it's like a flick book thing. And it's the wife pointing her to the fireplace. So she goes into the fireplace, searches the part where the...
Did it need to be a flip book? Could they not have just had one photo of her pointing to the fire... Like it's the message, doesn't it?
It's cool.
Like, I don't imagine in these days, like, printing photos was cheap. So this is a massive waste of money. Why am I funding this? This is incriminating to me. Why am I giving you this money to do this?
Yeah, he was even in one of the portraits, the first one, and then she's in on her own. Oh, that's great. But she finds a load of children's bones in the ashes, and then like some skeletal figure like humorously pops up. Boom. And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then this fully formed skeleton like isn't there when they empty this later on, when it all comes out. No fully formed skeletons comes out. This is like a fucking thing from like Evil Dead or something that pops out here. Army of Darkness, even.
Do not compare this to Army of Darkness in any way.
It's a similar looking fucking skeleton. I mean, they all look very much alike.
I mean, they're in the same decade. It's pretty much the same film.
Yeah, it is. It's just as funny.
Characters are just as likable.
Yeah. She follows these voices into a locked room, and there's this like special kind of door. You like this bit, didn't you? Yeah. This is where Richard must have started loving this film.
Oh yeah, it's great.
She's like, "What's that smell?" And then a CGI hand comes out the door and pushes her away.
A giant, like CGI gold hand. Like what?
That's the smell of Bishop's.
No, but you know the thing that annoys me. The thing that annoys me is that hey, it's Bishop's hand.
Oh.
Bishop's fist. You want a bishop's finger? I've got a bishop's fist, you cunt. Fucking upgrades. Here we go. He's got a kid on each fist. Oh. Look at this.
Stop.
But what annoys me about this fucking CGI hand, right, is like the door is part of it. This is like a solid door. And then the hand comes out, right, and like molds the door around it. I don't understand. Do you know how physics works? Like, I don't understand how this works. That door should have fucking splintered, mate. Just comes, it's just part of the door.
It was a metal door. It just melted.
What is it like the, the T1000?
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, it's just like, this is like a
produced crossover.
Turns out Ukraine is a Terminator. But
I'm not even joking. You know who one of the producers on this film was?
Who?
Steven fucking Spielberg.
Are you being fucking serious?
Yes. He was a producer of this film.
He got an Ethan after Schindler's List. How long does this have to Schindler's List? He's like, what are you doing? Haunted House film? I've got a perfect guy for you. He played.
I think Schindler's List came
played out the fucking Nats. What?
It was like 94, 95, wasn't it?
Yes, this is after it. Yeah, so Steven Spielberg's probably went, oi, Liam, got a film for you here, mate.
Is it going to be as good as
Schindler's List?
93, so 5 years after. Oh, no, 4 years after.
4 years, yeah. Yeah, so
no, fine.
Just I don't care.
Great maps here.
Jesus. So yeah, the CGI hand fucking pushed her away. Eleanor goes and tells Doc Crane took the kids, you know, brought took them and fucked them.
Yeah, so like he killed them. Like did he fuck them too? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why would you ask Eleanor?
I don't know about that.
It's not too serious. Why have you got a boner? No, it's the light on my pants. It's like a Kirby infusion.
It's your insomnia. You're seeing things.
It's the pattern. It's the pattern on the trousers. It makes it look quite hard on. Why did you ask me if he fucked them? And then
I didn't even say who. I just said he killed them.
Yeah.
You immediately went to, did he fuck them?
Don't matter to me. What?
Okay.
Nothing.
This insomnia investigation that turned out to be a fear investigation is actually a nonsense investigation.
Experiment.
I'm sorry. I should have came clean. Now just tell me, did he fuck them?
I need to know.
It's killing me.
I've got a list. Oh.
Well, that's completely ruined that film for me. Thank you very much.
He's a descendant. He's a descendant of fucking Schindler. Oh my god! Oh my god, I'm gonna die. Fucking hell. Turns out at the end, he's a fucking neo-Nazi. Oh fuck. Oh, I'm dying. Fucking hell. I've got a shared universe. Schindler's List and The Haunting. Oh my god. Who's not funding this? Do you reckon if we went to like Hollywood now, we were like, right, hear us out, yeah? We've got a good idea for extended universe here, yeah? What? Well,
Mike,
you know, Schindler's List and The Haunting.
Good, but, you know, we've got some good ideas here.
You know,
well, Shirley Jackson's probably spinning in a grave. Like, what has happened to my innocent
It's got fucking neo-Nazis in it and everything. What's going on here? Oh, when's she from? The 50s? Well, she's probably like, it's got fucking lesbians in it as well. I've had enough of this.
Well, she put that was her idea, to be fair.
Oh, was it in the book?
Yeah, it's very heavily implied.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, God. It'd be great if she didn't. She's like, this is fucking...
It was heavily implied, but she didn't mean it. Like, what? You heavily implied it.
So there we go. Shared Universe, Schindler's List, and The Haunting. Great.
Why does Schindler's List come up so much in our horror podcast?
I don't know. And I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Richard's seen it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Like, we've got 6 degrees of Schindler's List.
Oh my God.
I think you guys should do that film on this podcast.
What, Schindler's List? Yeah. It was fucking horrifying, isn't it? So, Jesus. That's why it's a great film. It's about fucking concentration camps. It's a really good film. I'm sure it's a good film, but it's just like, I've got to be in the mood to watch something like that.
Yeah, but you've got to think about it. It's like
home from work, like, you know what I'm in the mood for, Charlotte? A film about genocide.
It's like the war films. You know, like, you watch them.
And lists.
Oh. Have you got any recommendations based on the criteria?
You know what? You don't get nothing. Does it even have a list?
What genocide? Why is list the first one that you go to? Like, there's no list in Cold Runnings.
Because the genocide's given. And there's no fucking... Maybe there is a list in that one. It's been a while since I watched it. What if there is a list?
Right, next week we're doing a double feature of Schindler's List and Cool Runnings.
Give me a second. I need to fucking... Oh, my God, my throat. I need to take my inhaler. I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she's explaining to Mero. Whatever his fucking name is. Doctor.
No.
The Crane took the kid.
Or Schindler.
And he wouldn't... he wouldn't let them go. And, you know, that is... He had a second wife. And then she kind of turns around. She's like, oh, he's still here. And then the doctor, like, just turns around. He's like, oh, she's in a fugue state. Come on. We're not going to get her out. And then he comes clean about the experiment. He's like, it's over. I'm pulling the plug. And Elna's there. And she's like, bones in the fireplace. And you're like, what is going on?
It reminds me of, like, the Philosopher's Stone when fucking Quirrell was like, Quirrell. What do you want to know?
The doctor tries to tell him, you know, that obviously the Dudleys will be back in the morning. And fucking Luke's like, what do you mean they'll be back in the morning? Like, she's got to go now. And he's like, well, I can wait for them.
Well, the gate's locked, isn't it? It's like, because you've not got the key off them. Well, I mean, I was busy.
Theo kicks off the doctor for what he's done. You know, she gives him a fucking slap. And she's like, you don't feel. And he looks really hurt. And then he goes off and he's like, I'm going to go and find out what Eleanor was talking about. And, you know, the one thing I'll give this film, right? I was annoyed about that bit because I was like, you've literally just said she's in a fugue state and now you're going to go and find out what she's on about. Obviously, there wouldn't be anything.
Yeah.
But then in the next scene, he checks the fireplace. He can't get it open, so he doesn't find the bones. But then he kind of looks at himself and he's like, what am I doing? I'm like, oh, thank you. Small victories, I guess. Like, at least they referenced the fact that he was, like, contradicting himself. So Theo's comforting Eleanor, and she says, you know, she'll be back with tea. And the room begins to get, like, cold, you know, like when ghosts arrive. And the candles all, like, blow out, and she sees, like, this black ghostly kind of... It's not a figure, but it's, like, it just comes across the fucking ceiling.
Yeah.
Just a terrible CGI effect.
It's great.
And it comes across the room, and then... It makes the room move to look like eyes.
Oh, don't. I'd gave up. I mean, I'd already gave up, but I had gave up at this point. I'm like, can you fuck off? Why is the room a face?
Oh, yeah.
Are ghosts like, known to do this?
They do the horror in this, like, so literally. You know, it's like, oh, the house is alive, so it's literally alive.
I think this is the most manufactured horror film I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But Eleanor's kind of like, she's like, oh, fucking, you know, shit, it's looking for me. And it's like, do you fucking think? The children's sculpture things, they're all like, oh, I say it's awful. They've all got, like, shocked faces. They're all just, like, open mouths.
They're sculptures.
I mean, this is probably the faces they have.
Yeah, this yeah, this is their true faces.
Bishop's finger.
Oh no, not again.
Elna gets fucking flung across the room. She turns on the light and everything seems to go back to normal. And you're like, what? And then the ghost's face is in the window. And Elna does this, oh, it's the worst one of them. And she's like, no. Like fucking Darth Vader or something. It's awful. It's such bad acting. She's just like wailing. So she throws something at the window, but it like smashes out of the window and then like CGIs its way back in. It just like flings back in again. Like, a horrible effect. And Elna fucking, you know, obviously legs it. Theo comes back with the tea and she notices the damage while Elna's getting pursued through the house. And she kind of stops. She looks in a mirror and she sees her face change. She does another, no, that's not me. Oh my God. Please stop. Please stop. Ask to act terrified because it's fucking awful. Like, I'd rather she was laughing. She ends up running into the carousel mirror room and she's running around, like, just going, who am I? What are you trying to tell me? And it's like, since when were they trying to fucking tell you anything? Like, she's just assumed. She's like, oh, who
trying
am
to
I?
Tell you would be a nonce.
And she sees herself in the mirror, but it's like, it's obviously, it's like, it's not her. It's like her reflection doesn't do what she's doing. It's kind of like smiling at her. And then the stomach grows into pregnancy. And then she's just like, welcome home, Elna. And then Elna does it again. She's like, oh, no, no. And it's, oh, my God. She's like, do you know what annoys me as well? Like, I mean, this is why I don't like The Conjuring as much as everybody else. Because she's in it.
It'd be the greatest film of all time if it weren't for that bitch.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I mean, she gets away with it a bit in The Conjuring because obviously she's supposed to be, spoilers for The Conjuring, she's supposed to be possessed in that, isn't she?
Yeah.
So she's like overacting, which is like, yeah, but it still annoyed me. I was like, no, I know you're like this normally, not when you're just possessed. So she heads back outside and she sees like this fucking ghostly kid, another one. And they basically tell her that only the doors can hold him and asks for Elna's help. So she goes looking after, you know, following the kid. The rest of the group end up finding her climbing the, you know, the rickety staircase in the fountain room. And the doctor, I'm guessing this is supposed to be his, like, redemption moment. He goes up himself. Fucking staircase starts falling apart because it's old. And I'm sure the ghosts are helping it. Oh, yeah. And he has to, like, it's like a kind of fucking action piece, this bit. Because he's, like, jumping off the staircase.
It's like a shit video game.
It's like a shit taken, isn't it? Yeah, it's like this was his prelude. He started doing his action scenes in the fucking.
So what you mean is it's taken 2 and 3.
Oh no. So he's kind of like shouting to Elna, who's at the top, and he's like, you know, I need you to give me your hand. And the screws begin to like screw out themselves, and Elna's kind of like, she's like, oh no, I can't. The children, you know, they need me. He's about to fall, and then Elna grabs his hand at the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his phone falls out and smashes. You're like, oh no.
Why just not have a phone?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But what's the point?
Especially then.
Yeah, it's 1999. Not everybody had a mobile. I mean, the only positive thing is we didn't have to have a cringy, oh, no signal scene.
Yeah, exactly. But Elna basically, you know, the doctor gets up and he puts her to bed and she's moaning like a fucking moron. It annoys the piss out of me, mate. She's so, oh man, her acting just irritates me. I can see it now. She's just in bed going, oh, oh.
It reminds me of the fucking mum from Sightseers.
Yeah, yeah. But this is like supposed to be like serious. Luke ends up confronting the doctor and he's like, you know, we need to get out. And obviously he's like, I've told you, we've got to wait for the fucking Dudleys to arrive, mate. And he's like, wow, you're a weirdo. And the doctor talks to his fucking voice recorder. And he's saying how the environment is proving effective. But he thinks there might be something going on. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, but like mid conversation with himself, he stops and goes, no, I need to get the fuck out of here. And he's in the fountain room and he ends up getting grabbed by the fucking fountain statue man.
No, he doesn't. Spouting. No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Because that would be fucking ridiculous.
No, he does it. He does it, mate.
You're telling me that Liam Neeson gets attacked by a ghost fountain?
Yeah.
Next, you'll be telling me the fountain spews blood, but he's fine.
Yeah. No, he spews blood.
Because I thought he was dead. I was like, oh, well, that's his. Oh, he's absolutely fine.
Yeah, no, he just like wipes himself off. He's like,
where did the blood come from then?
That was inconvenient.
What was the point?
Yeah. That was the best part of the film.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Eleanor wakes up. The house is fucking moving again. It's actually like breaking apart now, and the floors and the walls are kind of coming up. And this fucking CGI face pops out, and then it kind of traps Nell in the bed with like these metal barrier things. I don't know. It comes off the fucking ceiling, I think. And she just starts screaming, but it's like it's the worst. She's just like, like she just starts screaming. Like, but it's not screaming like a, you know, like a high pitched horror scream.
Yeah.
She just starts like screaming like a, I don't know. I fucking hate her. I hate that woman. Sorry. What's her name? Lily Taylor. Sorry.
If you're listening, Vic hates you.
I'm really sorry. Yeah. Well, I don't hate you, but you're right.
He hates you.
Yeah.
He's going to give you a bishop's finger.
Oh, no. Turns out she does actually listen to this. The CGI head also like tongues out some hands because it's scary. Loads of hands come out of it. Like, oh, that's fucking weird.
I love that description because it's scary.
Yeah, well, scary. What do you think is scary nowadays, Jim? What should we put in this? Loads of hands, mate. What? Loads of hands.
Hands, terrifying.
Put loads of hands in it. It always gets them. It's fucking great. It's like horror's secret weapon. Loads of hands. Oh. The other...
We get a fucking Halloween reboot and Michael Myers got 20 fucking hands.
Yeah. Scary. With a knife.
That would be scary. 20 hands, all wielding knives. I'd be like, I'm getting away from this cunt.
Yeah, it still looks silly, though. I'd be like, you look like a twat.
I wouldn't tell
you. But you've got loads of knives. I would. I'd get behind the door. He can get behind. I'd be like, you look like a fucking...
He can get behind any door. He's got 20 fucking knives. That door will be gone in no time. Mate.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I reckon his movement would be limited with them hands. How many hands are we talking about here?
Well, 20. 20 hands.
20 hands?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
No, but he's been practicing, mate. He's been practicing.
That's going to be heavy. It's
gonna be heavy. He knows what he's doing.
Heavy hands. He knows what he's doing. No. What? I mean, imagine if he just like rolls about on them, like a cartwheel, because he's got so many hands. Just like rolls about. It's just like a cartwheel of knives. And then in the middle of the cartwheel.
Well, I know what I want. Halloween kills now.
Yeah.
Michael Myers rolling around like a cartwheel.
If there's no Michael Myers cartwheels with knives, I'm not watching it. I'm not gonna see it. Yeah. The others break in and they try to help Eleanor. Luke ends up breaking the fucking bonds really easily, which infuriates the CGI ghost thing, but it's like, well, they're made of wood, mate. Like, what did you expect? I don't understand. You're a fucking ghost. Kill them all.
Yeah, you got rid of a ginger bitch quick enough. Why don't you just with piano wire? Like, get out of the fucking house.
They go outside, and Luke and the doctor try to break the chains on the gate. Eleanor basically turns around to the doctor, and she says, how did you know the house wanted me? And then fair play to Liam Neeson. He turns around, and he's like, what the fuck are you on about?
No, like, well, you
called me. He's like, you called me, you put me onto the ad. And then the doctor's like, I never fucking called you, mate. Like, the first time I spoke to you was at the house. So this is supposed to be like some revelation that it was the house that rang them, I guess.
They don't even have a phone.
Yeah. And Luke decides to ram the gate with the car, which...
Why is it Eleanor's car that he chooses?
I know, because there's...
everybody's.
Well, I'm not damaging the doctor, my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true.
So we're going for your car, Eleanor.
We're going for your 18-year-old car.
Eleanor just lets it.
We know that's where you live, Eleanor.
But he rams the gate. It does fuck all. And it causes like something to fall and nearly kill him, but it doesn't kill him.
Unfortunately.
The engine starts leaking as well, and that goes nowhere. They get Luke out of the car, and then they go, oh, where's Eleanor gone? And that's it. And it's like, I mean, why did you show me the car leaking?
They couldn't afford the
It didn't
explosion.
Explode.
Like, why don't they just climb over the fence? It's not that big.
Yeah. But they have to, they don't have to, but they head back inside to find Eleanor. And Luke is like, he's like, this is crazy. He's like, maybe she doesn't want to be found.
I'd be the same. Like, can we just leave her?
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm not going back in there. You can go in there. Fuck off.
I just got ate by a fucking fountain. I'm all right.
They end up finding Eleanor in a room that looks exactly like her mum's room that's in her apartment. And they're all like, you know, fucking, come on, you know, we've got to go. And she's like, no, I'm where I'm wanted. I'm home now. And you're like, oh, if, you know, to be honest, genuinely, if I'd gone in after it and saw her and she said that to me,
yeah,
I'd be like,
come
on.
See you later then.
Yeah, I'd be like, she's fine. She wants to be here. Let's go.
Well, I mean, according to the deeds of the house, you're not home.
Yeah.
Yeah, the squatter's rights, isn't it?
Don't know about that. The ghosts were here first. Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, ghosts don't really, you know, have rights when it comes to tenancy agreements.
No, but then they'll just be like, well, I don't care. I'm just going to
keep I'm a ghost.
Yeah, like I'm going to live here.
Will you just stand up under this fireplace for 1 minute? I don't think I will. Just for a sec. This is like the only place we can kill people for some reason. Well, I'm definitely not going under it now. Forget I said that.
Please. I want to try it out. Try what out? Nothing.
Not killing you. Oh, right. I will go under it then. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but she ends up explaining that Carolyn, the second wife, was her great great grandmother, and the dead children are her family, and she's like, I have to stay for the children. She basically says that Crane is haunting the children, but he can't haunt them if she's there. Why?
Because
I don't understand. Yeah, but why? Like, why is she all of a sudden so powerful that
No, Vic. Because.
Oh, okay. I understand now. That's actually a good point. Very good point.
Change the outlook of my film. Let's skip straight to ratings. 5 out of 5. Yeah. Halloween's been knocked off the top spot. Great film.
She tells them to go, and they all run. They take Eleanor with them as well. And
she goes to help them. She's like, oh, I'll get you out.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, so much I remember this film. They the rest of the group run away and all the doors start to close. Obviously, Eleanor shows up and she's like, oh, it's too late. He's not going to let you go. And the fucking doctor's like, the hell he's not. He's like, I've nothing now. They all start smashing the windows with chairs, but then the ghost, like, glitches the chairs into the window. It's just like, just sticks them there. And then they try every other chair they've got.
Why didn't the ghost just make the windows unsmashable?
Yeah. Well, they've got, like, grates behind it.
Yeah. So it wouldn't matter if they smashed the windows anyway.
No. They literally, like, go through and they're like, oh, there's grates there. It's like, it's a fucking window. Did you not see it?
We're looking right at them as we smash the windows. Now it's just cold. Now we're in danger and cold.
The doctor cuts his hand for no reason. It's just like, oh, we've got some stakes now. It's like, you haven't.
Yeah, we
what
need
do you mean?
A
nobody's
little
dying.
Bit.
They're just...
We need a little bit of gore in this, I guess.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. It's like, oh, they are in danger, you know? Are they? Real things happening here, not just the CGI stuff. Luke goes into, like, a fury, and he, like, scores Crane's portrait. He picks up, like, one of the candle holders or something, yeah. Like, scores it across. And then he jumps off the where he's standing. He's like, come on, let's burn it down. Like, Luke's just turned into a fucking, anarchist or something. He's like, let's get rid of it. And he's instantly dragged into the fireplace where he is decapitated by the flu. And it's funny because Eleanor does one of her, oh, no's again as his head comes off.
He should have said, wow, before his head got knocked off. That would have scored the film a few more points.
Wow. Yeah. All while his head was off. Wow.
His decapitated head goes, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That was wonderful.
Yeah. The fireplace also starts spitting out all the bones and the ashes, which is lovely. And Eleanor tells them that to beat Crane, they need to play hide and seek because the kids played hide and seek. It's great because Liam Neeson's reaction is fucking hilarious because he's like, hide? What does he think this is, a game? And it's like, yeah, that's hide and seek, mate.
What if the kids played Scrabble? Oh, we've got to play a game of Scrabble to defeat him. Get a 20-word score and he's gone.
What does he think this is, a board game? And then one of them banister gargoyle things comes to life. But it's immediately beaten by Eleanor. Yeah, this thing's like, it looks like it's made of metal or something.
She just gets superpowers out of nowhere.
Well, she just like picks up something and hits it a few times. And just like, and then the thing's like, oh, well, I'll go back to being statue. This is shit.
I was trying to fucking help you guys.
So Eleanor, you know, runs away and she spots a portrait of Carolyn with the same necklace as hers. And it's like, yeah, we know. Why do we need the necklace reveal now? Like, I know you're part of the family. You've told me 15 fucking times. And she stands at the top of the staircase and basically shouts a confrontation at Crane. She's like, oh, I'm going to fucking have you, mate. Bad enough of this.
She tells, yo, Crane.
Yeah, she does actually, doesn't she?
I always used to think his name was Ukraine. Ukraine!
No, it's yo, Crane.
Because other...
Like, she's fucking Buster Rhymes facing Michael Myers. Like, yeah. Yo, Crane.
That would have made this film better if he had a kung fu fight with Crane.
You're not wrong.
So she's basically standing in front of the hell door from earlier. The one that's, you know, all ye who stand here will be judged. And then Crane's ghost pops out of the portrait like a fucking end boss. I'm not even lying. It's literally introduced like a Dark Souls boss or something. They did it better, to be fair. It just pops out this fucking... And the music... It's, oh, my fucking God. What are we doing here?
It looks good, though. It looks really good. Like, really good.
It is.
He's being sarcastic.
You can't judge it.
I can.
I can, and I will.
The door says I can. All the ye who stand before here will be judged.
You look shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't stood before the door.
Yeah. He's just like a giant...
blob.
Ghost figure. Yeah. You see him like get grumpy a couple of times. He's like, ugh. Theo and the doctor come in. Eleanor's basically like, she confronts Crane like directly now. And she says the worst fucking, like, she goes, I'm going to stop you now. It's like, okay. And then a whirlwind.
Like, she's all like, it's about family. It's always about family.
But then she goes, well, I'm family, Grandpa, and I've come home, and it's just you and me. Purgatory's over. You go to hell. It's, oh, do you think, cuz? Oh,
somebody got paid much, much, much more money than we earned to write this dialogue. Let that sink in. I hate this film.
I hate. So he gets dragged into the fucking hell door, and...
While screaming, no.
Yeah. No.
No. What Eleanor, the fuck she had me.
Eleanor slides off as well. Crane's like put into his place in the door. Like he tries to come out again, and one of the demons comes out. He's like, nah. He's like a demon bouncer. Yeah. He's like, nah,
it's like get back
in, mate. I'm loving this. You're in fucking hell now, not purgatory.
Your name's not down, you're not coming in.
And the children, oh no. All the children ghosts happily come out of the door.
Thank you, Eleanor.
And then Eleanor dies and her spirit goes with them. And then Theo and the doctor come over and check her on. They're like, no, she's definitely dead. She's definitely dead. She's gone.
Well, she's still moving. No pulse. Nah, dead, Cleaver. Yeah. I'm a doctor. I know what I'm talking about.
You're not
a
medical is definitely
doctor,
dead,
though, are you?
But this is like supposed to be some sort of like heartwarming death. And it's like, oh, I don't care.
No.
I don't give a shit. Like, goodbye, Eleanor. See you. Go see your mum in hell. Oh. She gets down to hell and her hell is a mum just banging like, I need to pee.
She gets to hell and then Crane's just waiting for her. Like, I've got a bone to pick with you, Eleanor.
Yeah. While you're here. So the morning comes and Bruce Dern comes back with his wife. It's like, oh, nice to see you again, Bruce Dern. You've had loads of fucking screen time in this, mate. Fuck me. He notices the damage to the gates and he's just like, oh, what's happened here? And then Mrs. Dudley's like, oh, silly people. It's like, what are you on about? They bashed the fucking gate. What the... Silly people.
I'm guessing... They know what goes on at night.
I know, but the reactions are just...
Yeah.
Surely they haven't seen that over the years. Nobody's been there since fucking died.
The best thing is, though, the Doctor and Theo just walk off without, like, warning the Dudleys. By the way, guys, there's a few corpses yeah. in there, so you might want to fucking deal with that. Mrs. Dudley's like, for fuck's sake. Like ignorant bastards day. They just walk away despite the fact that this house is like I think they said like 10 miles away from town. Like, there's cars take one of the cars.
No, we'll walk.
It's a nice day cars. We've got to clear our heads.
But then the film ends with a horrible another panning shot of the mansion, which I'm pretty sure is CGI in that shot.
Everything's CGI in this fucking... Liam Neeson's CGI in this film. It's the only way to explain why he gave such an awful performance.
George Lucas should do the special edition of this film and CGI in some lists for Liam Neeson. Put some lists in there, George. Come on, stick a list in his hand. So you know that scene where he's like, oh, don't worry, I've got a phone, edit out. And it's like, don't worry, I've got a list.
What's it a list of?
Well, I mean, I'm used to writing lists about dead people. So, I mean, I found this ledger. Got dead kids in it. I think that's one.
I'll add it to my collection.
And that is the end, because that is the end of this. Oh, the conversation on this movie. Charlotte, do you want to do your ratings?
Yeah, seeing as you like this film so much.
Oh, I want to see how highly you rate this.
What's the first one?
So, out of a film, out of five.
As a film, I'm going to give it 4.
Really?
Fuck off.
Out of 5.
This is another 13 Ghosts for me. So, it's very nostalgic, like when I was...
Yeah.
So, I've always had fond memories of it. I'm still pretty good. It's not Ukraine. So that's why it loses a point.
It loses a point because he got his name. That's not the film's fault. That's your fault.
It is. Especially when you've got to go in Ukraine. And, you know, probably like 6-year-old me thought, oh, Ukraine. And it's had me convinced ever since. So
basically, you've taken a point off of it because it lied to you as a kid.
Yeah.
But it didn't lie.
It did.
You just heard it wrong.
So what's the fun factor? Is this going to be a 5 out of 5?
Fun factor. Now, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 4 as well.
4 out of 5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 4 out of 5. Yeah, not 4 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 because, yeah, there were bits, but I thought, oh, come on. come on, you've been a bit silly, yeah.
A bit silly?
Fair play to you for sticking to your guns, I suppose.
But, so,
I mean, I get it if it's nostalgic. It's just like, how can you watch it, though, and still say it's a good film?
I just like it. I still like it.
No, I can understand you liking it. But like...
It's like one of those films there where I look at it and I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. Ugh. Yeah, but it's like, is it Zombies? Like, that's a bad
film.
Yeah,
but that's meant to be bad. This is meant to be good.
Doesn't matter.
This had money.
Even if you guys think it's bad.
No, but I'm on about like how it's made.
$18 million.
And they did that CGI.
Think of all the starving Africans they could have done with that. And they made this.
Go on, Richard.
I'm going to go one above Charlotte and give it a 5 out of 5.
I knew you would.
It's a wonderful motion picture. There is some... I'm shocked that you've told me that this is CGI and not all practical effects, because it just looks that good. I was like, this must be real. I'm surprised it's not real ghosts. I thought this was proof that ghosts existed. Great. 5 out of 5. Absolutely love it. And that's a lie. I hate it. 1 star. It's a piece of shit. I don't ever want to watch it again. It offends me on almost every single level. The cast is god awful. The plot is goddamn awful. Everything is awful. It looks awful. It sounds awful. I hate it. Why did you make me watch it? We got to watch Audition last week. That was a good film. You enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a great time. And we watched this. I'm angry.
Yeah, but I just felt off. I was like, nah, this is too nice for me. Like, you know when you're like being nice and it's like, oh, this is good. And it's like, my, I need to be punished for it. I've got
question
to balance,
for, a
balance
question
the,
for you, Richard, though. What do you like better, this or 13 Ghosts?
13 Ghosts?
Yeah.
At least the bit, yeah.
Like, at least something and stuff happens in that film. Like, at least there's something going on. The whole fucking this... Right,
well, I'm glad
go
about
on,
that,
finish then. Your range, Richard. So,
yeah, as a film, 1, a fun factor, 0.5 star. There's no fun in it at all. Like, yeah. I started watching it just, like, laughing at it. Oh, that looks shit. And then after, like, 20 minutes, you're sick of it. You're like, this isn't even fun to mock. I'll give that for 13 Ghosts. Mocking it was fun. But no, it's just this. It's like, oh, Owen Wilson said, wow, that's funny because he says that a lot. And then you're just like, why is he not dead yet?
Yeah.
And
why
it's,
is he the only death?
Yeah.
Like,
why?
It's random. It's like just thrown it at the end to just have someone die.
That's what I thought the other two pointless characters for. Oh, they're cannon fodder characters. Fair enough. But they're not. They just go. They're the only ones who really get off lightly, really. Oh, I hate it. I think the fact that I like the mini series so much has just made it even worse. I'm just like, I hate it. Read the book, watch the original, watch the mini series. Don't watch this. And that's not even me just not liking 90s horror. It's just, this is why I don't like 90s horror. It's awful. I hated it.
What did we give 13 Ghosts?
1.5, collectively, I think.
Yeah, for as a film, I'm going to give it like fucking 0.5. It is awful. It's so like packaged and marketed and you know, like wrapped up in a horrible bow.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt you quickly. I think I was too generous with the 1. I think I'm going for 0.5 star 2.
That's what I thought. I was like, I'm surprised you did 1.
I can't think of anything positive. I think I gave 13 Ghosts a 1 because the slice scene.
Did I give it a 1?
Yeah, collectively it got a 1.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's about right then. Yeah. This is fucking awful. This is like, it's, you know, nearly on par with like Halloween 6 kind of thing. This is. I mean, this is a little bit better because it was finished. But it's just like, it's just so packaged.
Oh, yeah, it's so manufactured.
It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's like what are things that people find scary? Just throw them in.
It's like, have you ever seen those like fucking things where they get like AI to write a book? This would be like if you got a computer to write a horror film.
Yeah, it just it knows where it should be. It just doesn't know how to fucking do it. And then the plot, like without the horror, is boring. Because nothing happens. Like the thing about Eleanor's house, she gets kicked out of a flat, goes nowhere. The two people that came in with Liam Neeson goes nowhere. All the character development goes nowhere. The only thing like you get is that apparently redeeming moment with Liam Neeson where he's like jumping over the fucking staircase. And oh my god! And then I'm sorry, but like Lily Taylor destroys this movie for me. She almost destroys The Conjuring for me. So, this film's got no fucking chance. Fun factor, I don't know. I had a little bit of fun with it. Probably laughing at you, at Charlotte, when I was watching it. Like, I was like, how can you like this? Remember how many times I said it to you?
Yeah.
I was like, how do you like this? How do you like this? I get a 1 for fun factor, 1 out of 5, because that's... There you go. The only fun I had with this film was external. It wasn't anything to do with it. It was just laughing at somebody else who liked it. That's the fun I had. Oh,
it's like the fun I had with Zombie Flesh Eaters 2. Just you.
Rip you apart.
No, that's the first one you're on about. Okay. You're on about. No, it is the one you're on about. Isn't it? Is it?
No, the second one.
Right. Oh, yeah, but the first one's got like 3 different names.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm getting confused.
But yeah, that's The Haunting. Wonderful motion picture.
I can't even say that sarcastically.
I'm glad I picked this one.
We're not.
I mean, technically, Vic, you picked it, so shut up.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the same kind of thing as 13 Ghosts, where I had to have somebody else experience it. So it's her fault, right? She did this to me.
Again.
Yeah, it's Victor's fault.
And now she's got another one set up, that house on fucking Haunting Hill.
Oh, I can only handle one of these per season.
It's a fucking... You shouldn't have said that, mate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you know what we've got next week.
Yes, next week you don't have to go to Texas for a chainsaw massacre.
Right.
And that's what I'll leave you with.
Okay.
Yeah, so come back next week, which will also be our first episode for a long-ass time out of quarantine.
Yeah, it feels like ages.
It genuinely feels like years.
Yeah.
We've only watched 2 films together this season.
Really?
Yeah, Headhunter and Street Trash. That's it.
Fucking hell.
Yep.
I didn't realise. Right. Thank you, Charlotte, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
It's nice to have you, apart from when you bring films like this.
Yep.
So all the time.
I'm sure I can think of many.
When we did Collar Boss, you moaned about, oh, why have you picked such a shit film? And then you come with something worse.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. I'd rather watch Collar Boss.
That was a terrible film, though.
It was.
Better than this.
Nah. At least this one has a nostalgia. Me,
yeah, for you, yeah, but we don't get anything out of that.
Yeah, that's true.
That doesn't help us. This is our show.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed how much you two hated it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I suppose we are the radio nasties.
Yeah.
Not the radio
niceties.
Niceties.
Come back right, next week for the spin-off, where we're incredibly positive about everything.
We're reviewing Michael Transformers franchise, and we love it.
Oh, look at this explosion. Lovely. Michael Bay is a wonderful director.
You know what I really like about these movies? The fact that you can definitely tell all of the Autobots apart.
I bet Megan Fox had a wonderful time filming this.
Right, so join us next week when we come back for the Radio Nasties podcast. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
See you later.
Fucking hate you. See you Fucking later. Hate all of you.
Hey, you guys.
Wow. Okay.